remember that? Wow, what a lead. I asked Mike Welbrock to play that music for us because for many of you, that was the signal that Ron's show was about to begin. You'd be driving in the Beltway, you'd hear that music and turn off your cell phone, turn back to the kids and say, hey, be quiet down there, and you'd turn up the volume. And Mike found it. By the way, Mike Welbrock, Mike, are you there? Raise your hand, Mike. Mike made all of this happen. Mike Welbrock started at WBAL in 1981, which is impossible because he looks like he's 20. June likes to say that she and Ron found Mike in a little basket on the Jones Falls and brought him up to TV Hill, and the rest was history. So yeah, coming out of the news at the top of the hour, you'd hear that guitar riff leading into Ron's show, and it was kind of like Pavlovian conditioning. You couldn't wait to hear what Ron was going to rant about, right? That must have been nice to have looked forward to that, because I, whenever I heard that music at 4:05 every single day, I was absolutely petrified. My stomach was churning, my leg would be jiggling, my throat would get so dry that Ron's producer, Ryan Bogash, would whisper into my headset, think of eating pickles. Pickles. Try that sometime if your throat gets dry. It's interesting. I was nervous because I had absolutely no idea what Ron was going to talk to me about, what he was going to throw at me that day. You know, I just wanted to say what the Dow did and maybe that McCormick Spice has raised its dividend by 2 pennies. And the next thing you know, I'm having to defend the entire free market capitalist system against the massive printing presses in Washington, and they want to control you. And I'd say, yeah, but, you know, Ron, don't you like Procter & Gamble at 11 times earnings with a 4% dividend yield? Back then, I associated Ron, kind of what Stan was saying, as a big, strong Marine, and he also had his DNA making him tough. He was a proud, strong, Midwestern Norwegian who tended to keep his warm and fuzzies kind of to himself. You've heard Ron mention his Danish grandfather, in fact, who loved his wife so much, he almost told her. So, Junior, an amazing woman.